Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. This is News Radio WRVA. My name is Rich Herrera, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News. We're putting the rich back in Richmond in the morning here on News Radio WRVA. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I've got a very special guest lined up for you coming up this hour of the program. I'll tell you about it in just a second. Before we get to any of that, I'll remind everybody, your text messages are always encouraged, nay, demanded. I want to hear from you all morning long. 833-804-1140. Quick programming note, I'll be here today, I'll be here tomorrow, and then on Wednesday I'm whoosh off to Italy. So crazy wild to say that. You know that we work with this fantastic tour company called Colette, and we put together these trips, and you've heard Jeff go on these trips, and John Reed went on these trips for a long time. I'm going on one of these trips. I'm taking a group of listeners to Italy, starting on Wednesday. I've never, ever, ever been on a trip like this in my entire life. I've always thought about it, always wanted to, but with my work schedule, I'd never been able to have this opportunity to see the world, to experience different cultures, to see what life is like in other parts of the world, get to meet new people, see different things. So I'm a little nervous. I've never flown across the ocean before, never been to Europe before, never been on a trip like this before, and I've never taken a vacation like this as long as we're going to be gone. So we'll be gone through all the way up to Thanksgiving with our listeners, and I've met a lot of them. I can't wait to spend a lot of time with them as we go around. We're going to see Palermo, we're going to see Sicily, we're going to see all these different places. So I'm pretty excited, a little nervous, can't wait, but I'll be gone beginning on Wednesday through the holiday. Then I'll be back on Black Friday because we're going to do this really amazing special remote at Green Top Sporting Goods. I said, I got to be back by Black Friday because I want to go hang out with my folks from Green Top Sporting Goods. We'll be out there Friday morning doing a show in, because it's not the traditional show. It's a day after Thanksgiving. We're going to do this whole holiday gift giving guys show for you on the day after Thanksgiving for Black Friday. We'll do it live from Green Top Sporting Goods. And give you lots of ideas, ladies, for what we want for Christmas. So all of that coming up. So I wanted to pass those notes along for you that I'm going to be taking a little time off to go on an excursion with a lot of listeners, thanks to Colette. In fact, I think we've already sold out our trip to Ireland that we'll do in the spring. That's the one my wife's really excited about. We're going to Ireland for her birthday. And that's been a dream of hers forever. And with me working in Major League Baseball, February I'd go down and get ready for spring training, and then the season would go all the way to September, and then when September was over, and if we didn't make the playoffs, I'd take off to go do college and NFL games forever, and then basically have Super Bowl to the beginning of spring training, February, March, like 5-6 weeks where I wasn't working every weekend. So I've never been able to do anything like that. So this is really exciting to be able to do this, and then to experience with some WRVA listeners is going to be a lot of fun. Oh, by the way, I want to thank everybody that came out on Saturday to the Diamond. I met a lot of listeners out. Wicker and Wild from Mix 96.1 were out there. We're 96.1 from Mix. We're out there and inviting me to come by and participate in Coats for Kids with Puritan Cleaners. And saw their whole crew out there, and it was really a lot of fun. I went through my closet and just grabbed jackets. I don't wear this. I love that jacket, but I'm going to give that to somebody. So I dropped off my jackets. I'm going to go back through the closet again and grab even more coats that that I could donate and do without, because the coats that I'm going to donate are going to mean a lot more to the people that are going to get them, that A, don't have coats, but more importantly than that, the way the Puritan Cleaners does it is they set it up, and it's not like you show up and it's a hand-me-down. They actually clean them, they mend them, they make them look brand new, and they lay them out in a display like you're going into a store. So when these kids come in to get the coats, and the parents and the adults as well, it's not like they're getting a handout. They're going out and choosing their new coat, and it was pretty special. It was pretty special. So they're collecting coats at all the Puritan Cleaners around Richmond. So if you can do me a favor and just grab a couple of those. And they told me the story of this one little boy that wanted this really big coat. Like, no, that's, son, that's way too big for you. No, this is the one I want. It was really this long, long coat, probably 4 times the size of this kid. And they go, no, this coat's too big for you. You're going to step on it when you walk. He didn't have a blanket for his bed, and he was cold every night, and he wanted this adult extra large coat so he could be warm at night when he was trying to go to sleep. Whew. If that doesn't tear at your heartstrings right there, I don't know what will. So if you get a chance, do me a favor, grab whatever coat you're not wearing, your kids are outgrown and they're sitting in a bin in the garage, and give them to somebody who's really going to be able to use it. And then, like I said, the folks at Puritan do such a great job of cleaning them, getting them all nice and new. And because they understand what it's like when these kids come in, and they empower them to make them feel some self-esteem, and it makes a world of difference. So again, if you've got a coat, please drop it off at any of your local Puritan Cleaners. All right, real quick, I got 5 things we got to get to this morning. Let's get to that right now here at Richmond's Morning News.
And now, 5 things you need to know. Number one.
It's now only a matter of time before the government shutdown is over. Probably later this week. The Senate broke a filibuster on a new GOP spending package, which will end the shutdown. The vote was 60 to 40. The Senate needed all 60 of those yeas to break the filibuster. 52 Republicans and 8 Democrats teamed up to greenlight the bill. The bill funds the government through late January. 3 other parts of the government are funded through September. Most Democrats held out for a deal to offset spiking health care costs, but they never got anything ironclad. The Senate likely passes the bill later this week.
Chad Pergram reporting from Capitol Hill. So it looks like this government shutdown is coming to an end. They got past the 60 votes for the filibuster. Still waiting to see what the language of this bill looks like, but looks like we'll get through this. Whether they get it done today, tomorrow, or the end of next week, we'll see. But the government shutdown has a sunset, and they'll get back to work. Good, because I've been paying my taxes. You bums need to get back to work in D.C. So I'm talking about Capitol
Number
Hill.
Number two.
Hey, just to make sure I got that right.
The answer starts when the Marine Corps was founded in 1775. The Continental Navy needed sharpshooters to give their frigates an edge over the superior English Navy.
Hey, happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps celebrating their 250th birthday today. That was the late Gene Hackman, a United States Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And every Marine is a rifleman. So do those devil dogs that won World War II in the Pacific, that have been on the cutting edge. They really are our expeditionary force. They started as fighting men to go along with our sailors to take on the British. They were founded 250 years ago today, the Tun Tavern. It's amazing that the Navy and the Marine Corps both predate this country. And for 250 years, they've been serving us well. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, I salute all of you and thank each and every one of you that have served in the Marine Corps, that are currently in uniform, and those that will be joining the Marine Corps, answering that call of duty, following in the footsteps of Chesty Puller and John Bassillon and all the great heroes, John Glenn, that have been United States Marines, that will continue that tradition, whether they're going to Paris Island or Marine Corps Recruiting Depot San Diego. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifices, and thank their families for everything they've done to support these warriors that keep us safe. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps.
Number three.
Have received an alert that the leadership of the very potent Latin King street gang has put out a directive for a shoot on sight of immigration officers and federal agents operating as part of Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. And this comes after DHS says shots were fired at Border Patrol agents operating in the Little Village neighborhood here in Chicago. DHS says a black Jeep drove up on the scene when the agents fired shots and sped away. No one was hit. DHS says protesters on the scene threw rocks and paint cans at the agents.
This is absolutely wild that this is going on, and not everyone and their brother is standing up going, no, this is enough. Enough is enough. It started with some of these dopey rallies, and it started with these congressmen and Tim Walz calling Gestapo, and now it's protest, and it was people actually shooting at the ICE facility in Texas, killing two detainees. Now shots are fired, people rioting, people protesting against ICE. This is getting out of control. I've got a special guest coming up here in just a second. In fact, cut the music. This is important. Folks, I'm going to tell you the story real quick. I know what it's like to have your dad and your family members working in law enforcement. Jeff Katz is our guy on the front lines protecting the men and women in uniform. Thank you, Jeff, for everything that you do. I'm going to stay in my lane over here in the morning. But I'll tell you this, as someone whose dad was a police officer, let me share a little story with you. When my dad was a prison guard, before he got to be a police officer, he had to be 21 to be an officer, so he went in to work in the prison system before he became a police officer. While he was there, there was this big riot that took place at Soledad Prison, one of the worst prisons in California. And during this riot, several inmates were hurt. And they decided amongst themselves that they were going to green light the staff that was working that day, including my father, who had nothing to do with what was going on that day. But everybody that was working that day, green light, which meant kill them on sight. So for everybody that wants to know, why are these people wearing masks? Here's what I'll tell you. I must have been in the second grade. We had to go hide because there was a green light out of my father and our family. So for everybody that's complaining why these guys are wearing masks, let me tell you this. If this happened back in the 70s, could you imagine what's going to happen 2025 with the internet, doxing these guys, telling everybody where they live? We had to live in fear. I wasn't old enough. No, I just know my mother was terrified. And she actually told my dad, you can't go back to work in the prison system anymore. And he actually left. And they said, okay, if you leave, that's cool. We'll call the green light. We'll take the green light off of you. And he stayed in law enforcement, but because of those prison gangs, he never went back to work in the prison system. It happens. It's happened here in Richmond with our friend Tony Pham, where people showed up on his doorstep to protest because they were cowards, knowing that he wasn't home, harassing his family. And now you actually have legitimate gangs doing this in Chicago. The fact that Americans aren't standing up and supporting our ICE agents is disgusting. I got a guest that's coming up next. Chris Klemm is the former chief patrol agent of the U.S. Border Patrol in Yuma, Arizona, also worked in El Paso, Texas. He's going to be our guest. I'm going to talk to him about this next here on News Radio WRVA. All right, time to check in with Michael Greer of GreerFinancialGroup.com. You know that you can always find him because the guy works harder than anybody else I know. Don't forget, you can always find him at GreerFinancialGroup.com or give him a call at 804-427-7784, 804-427-7784. Michael, good morning. I hope you had a nice weekend.
Yes, good morning, Yeah, it was a great weekend.
All right, something I saw. 50-year mortgages is something that is getting bantied about in D.C. My dad used to get mad at me. I said, hey, Dad, I'm going to buy a car, but I'm going to extend out my payments for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years in order to bring down the price of the car. He goes, son, that's the dumbest thing you could ever do. Figure out how much the car is, figure the price is. Don't extend out the payments. Now you're just paying more for the car. Talk to me about this idea of a 50-year mortgage.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And I think it's a horrible idea personally. Let's just do a little bit of the math on that. So if we take a $500,000 loan at 6.5%, over 30 years you're going to pay about $638,000 in interest. You take that out over 50, and you're going to pay about $1.1 million. So it's a difference of about $553,000 is the difference in what you're going to pay in interest. But the problem is when people get sold a house, they don't really always tell them, oh, the house is this amount. It's what can you afford monthly? And so, you know, you go from a 30-year on that same interest, or the 6.5% interest on a 30 versus the 50, and you save about $300 a month, give or take. And you know, that equals about $150,000 in savings on the monthly, but then you're adding another $550,000. It doesn't make sense. It's going to cause inflation. It's going to keep house prices going higher. Which again, we're already, you know, everybody is complaining about inflation. So what do you do? Well, let's drive it higher so that we solve for it. Now, the values need to come down. The prices need to come down. You know, inflation, everybody talks about wanting it to get better, but we don't want it to happen in our stock markets, and we don't want that to come down in our housing. And the problem is it doesn't work that way. So, you know, you're just going to price more and more people out of, even though now the price goes down for the monthly payment, the cost of housing is just going to continue to go through the roof. I think it's a bad idea. We'll see what happens and how many people jump on board. But again, I think it's more of a inflationary problem that we're going to, you know, push things down the road.
And again, these are short-term problems that aren't long-term solutions. So we'll keep an eye on that. If anybody wants to get that 50-year mortgage, I don't know how you ever see your way out of it. The one person that's going to make money is the mortgage companies, because they're going to keep extending out the interest payments that you get them.
Absolutely. Well, and the average person purchasing a house now is in their 40s. So you're going to be in your 90s before that's paid off. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, as a financial advisor, I would tell you that you would want to, typically, if you're going to refinance, you want to go down in the years. So say you did a 30. If you can refinance down to a 20, you know, get the interest rate a little bit lower, or even that's the direction you want to be going, not going out the other way. I think it's just more of what our culture, you know, we cannot postpone gratification. We have to just kind of, oh, well, we'll just extend it out and I'll just pay more in interest. No, you can't do that. At some point, you have to say, all right, you know, enough's enough, and I'm going to be more disciplined. But that's not how our society runs.
My dad used to tell me, you know what, when you got a mortgage, pay a couple extra $100, just sacrifice something else, and before you know it, instead of in that 30-year, you'll pay that off at 20, and all the interest that you're going to save, you'll be able to have that later. But again, like you said, it's instant gratification. Michael,
hey, I'll give you a real quick, we're on time, a real quick, as we're talking about mortgages, if you can go to your bank and say, hey, I want to do biweekly, that'll cut off close to 5 years of your mortgage. That's paying half of the mortgage every 2 weeks. You end up with an extra payment. It's a simple thing to do. So anybody out there, I'd recommend that.
See, that's why I listen to him when he comes on with this every day. Michael Greer, get out of here. We're over time, but thank you so much,
buddy.
No, you're the best. Check him out, Michael Greer, GreerFinancialGroup.com, 804-427-7784, 804-427-7784. Michael, you still there? Oh, did I lose him? All right. I was going to ask him, does that work for car payments too? That was outstanding. All right, we'll continue with you. It's News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If ICE did nothing wrong, why are they wearing masks to hide their faces?
Oh, sure. The reason for that is to not be doxxed.
Okay.
For doing their jobs and then being harassed.
Okay. I mean, policemen expose their faces all day. Like,
federal agents are a lot different than local police officers.
That's a Karen asking someone, former federal agent, why are they wearing these masks? What are they afraid of? Police officers don't wear these masks. Well, you heard the report just a while ago. The Latin Kings, a Midwest gang based out of Chicago, have greenlit Customs Border Patrol agents and ICE agents in Chicago over ICE doing their job. Nationality and Immigration Act, going after people that have overstayed their visas, that have entered the country illegally, committed crimes, and because the sanctuary cities don't cooperate with ICE officials putting detainers, ICE officials are having to go into these cities and find these people that have orders of deportation or do investigations. Yet these Karens that we keep seeing, as these guys, why are they wearing this? I told you the story earlier. My dad was a prison guard in California. They put a green light out on him and the family, and we had to go into hiding as a little kid. I haven't shared this story many times, but it terrified my family. I understand why. But yet we still have all these people that are out there calling the ICE agents Gestapo, and they're disappearing people, which is the furthest thing from the truth. So let's get the real skinny of what's going on with our Border Patrol agents, Customs Border Patrol agents, and the ICE officers that are doing their jobs right now. I'm going to run out to the News Radio WRVA Newsmaker Hotline. I've wanted to talk to this gentleman for a long time. Chris Clem is a former Chief Patrol Agent of the U.S. Border Patrol in Yuma, Arizona. We moved here from Tucson, Arizona. I had an aunt that lived in Yuma. I know what it's like along the border in that part of the country. He also worked in El Paso, Texas, where we see a lot of what's been going on. Fox News, Bill Malusian basically lived there for the longest time. And Chief Clem has been kind enough to join us, getting up really early out on the West Coast to be our guest here on News Radio WRVA. Chief, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. Glad to be on the show. And, boy, you hit the nail on the head on what's going on. And happy to discuss what we can this morning.
Tell me about the life of a custom Border Patrol agent, the men and women that worked for you, that you've worked tirelessly with, and what they're facing right now with these agitators, these Karens, these people that are accusing them of being Nazis.
Yeah, you know, I did 27 and a half years in the Border Patrol uniform, took a year or two off, and then got back into some work this first 6 months of this administration. So 30 years plus in this border security and homeland security space. You know, there's always inherent risk with law enforcement, especially down on the border. But it really began in the 2020 BLM riots, George Floyd riots, and then obviously we've seen it happen this year with the interior enforcement. The risk has changed, right, with the doxing, the social media, the progressive liberal leaders, if you will, and, you know, immigration advocates really pushing the boundaries. And, you know, where law enforcement had traditionally been championed and heroed in communities, even border communities, everybody knows the Border Patrol agents. We didn't have the risk they're facing now. Now they're being assaulted daily in cities and shot at in Chicago last week. And then we've seen the assaults across the state of Texas. You know, it's gotten to a point where, you know, the risk used to be taking down the bad guy. Now the risk is going to go get the bad guy because of what's happening in these cities. And it's really the vitriolic lies. I like to say the intellectually and emotionally weak don't understand the basic principle of immigration enforcement. Our immigration system needs accountability and integrity. And it starts with the enforcement of making sure that we're adhering to the rules and laws passed by Congress. And that's what the men and women of ICE, the men and women of the Border Patrol, all of Customs and Border Protection, all federal agencies are doing. They're enforcing U.S. laws passed by Congress, given the authority and the executive to do it. And that's what's happening, you know, especially as it plays also across the interior part of the United States.
Okay, so we've demonstrated how these officers that are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Put their hand up, swore allegiance, promised to do this job that nobody else wanted to do, and how a lot of our elected officials and a lot of our communities have turned their back on them and the way they're treating them. We get all that. We've also talked in this program extensively about doxing and what it means. Tony Pham, former acting director of ICE, lives in Richmond, Virginia. This is before all of this happened. A couple of years ago, people showed up at his house to harass his family when he wasn't home in a cowardly way. I wanted to ask you this, though. I see the ICE officers doing their job, and then I see the agitator standing there. Let me see your warrant. Let me see this. Let me see that. They don't understand how any of this works. But I want to ask you point blank, what kind of danger does that put the officers in? What kind of danger does it put the detainees in? What kind of danger does it put the public in? When you're trying to execute a federally you're going by the federal laws, you're following the Immigration Naturalization Nationality Act, you're doing everything by the book, and some Karen or some joker wants to stand there, put a camera in your face, start screaming, let me see your warrant, and interfering of you trying to do your job.
Yeah, you know, I'll break that down a little bit. So, and you kind of hinted it kind of into the lead-in here. If we had cooperation with the cities to cooperate with federal government as it's supposed to be, right, we would be going into a jail, into a secure Sallyport, and making a prison transfer. Because these cooperating cities or sanctuary cities do not cooperate, these folks that we're after, these criminals, are in the neighborhoods, and they're being, you know, applauded as, you know, hardworking, you know, good people when they really have a laundry list of criminal histories. And so that right there, it puts the inherent risk back on the community because the cities and the counties won't support the federal law enforcement. So that in itself, upstanding. Now we got to send 10 people to go make an arrest for a gang member. Then when you have the agitators show up, you know, 9 out of 10 of these agitators are just doing it for the thrill, if you will, a sick thrill, but the social media, getting the airtime. They're not really going to assault the agent, right? But they are a distraction, and you need to have your head on the game because now there are people in the crowds that truly are assaulting. So it really ups the risk. You know, protesting, getting close, and shoving a camera close by, that's happened before, not to the extent that we're seeing every day. But it does now, you know, up the risk to where you're distracting because, look, it's a millisecond between you have to make a decision. Is this guy armed? Is this guy assaulting me? Is that a camera? Is that a knife? Is that a gun? So it really does put everybody in the circumstance, the person they're going after, the agents and the public at risk because of this, just basically this miscreant, this crazy behavior that has become out of control. That is really lunacy like we've never seen before. Stand with your cardboard signs across the thing, shoot the bird, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But stay out of the way and don't put your hands on and don't get in the face of a federal law enforcer, any law enforcer for that matter, doing their job.
But I'd like to ask our listeners, how many of you could do your job? I can do my job if I have somebody standing here screaming two feet away from me, trying to distract me, trying to get in my way. I couldn't do this. You think about golfers, that they have the quiet sign up so they get a golf ball. Now you think about I got an ICE officer or a Border Patrol agent trying to execute an arrest, and you don't know whether somebody's going to pull out a gun or the guy's going to fight you or anything else. And I've got people standing there trying to distract them. To me, we're just waiting for something bad to happen. God forbid if this continues, sir.
You're exactly right, and I love what you just said, the analogy to a golfer. So this guy is going to, you know, swing a golf club at the quiet sign to make $1 million. This ICE officer is got all this stuff in his face, all this distraction for $100,000 a year, or probably less, away from his family, and his life is on the line. It's a really different to how we've looked at society now, haven't we? Again, as I mentioned, used to be the heroes and champions, but because of politics, they have, you know, just degraded the profession under the previous administration and some of the ones beyond. This administration, this President Trump, who I've worked for twice now, has championed his military, championed his law enforcement, and championed the rule of law, especially when it comes down to enforcing the rule of law. And you can't even do your job sometimes when the phone's ringing or your text messages are going off as you're trying to do simple math, you know, trying to just add up your bills for the month. I can't imagine what some of these guys are having to go through. I didn't have it that bad when I was working in uniform, was there during a lot of the protests in 2020, but it was nothing like what these men and women are seeing right now. And so, they need to be, patted on the back and high-fived and prayers for those that are the praying kind for the men and women in law enforcement across the country.
Bryson DeChambeau swinging to win $1 million in a major golf tournament. I would submit that the ICE officers and the CBP agents have something more on the line. It's their life.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's nothing against those professionals, right? But it's a different world. Your life's not on the line when you're trying to get sink a putt, right, for a title. Great guy, great champion, great representative of the PGA. But we're talking about law enforcement enforcing the laws to make this community safe. You know, I don't know how much you've covered it with your listeners, but when you look at the 3,000 arrests that have happened in Chicago under Midway Blitz, they're all criminals. You know, they've either have removal orders and they didn't follow their due process that they, you know, claim so much, or they have criminal histories. Very few are the ones that just, you know, got away. But even them, they're in areas where they're with other criminals and gangs. And by the way, they broke the U.S. laws. And that's the difference in this administration to prior administrations. This president has said, if you encounter somebody who has violated the laws of the United States, do not turn a blind eye, make that arrest. And that's what you're seeing. And I'd also encourage, and I bet you've done this, when you hear those or see those initial headlines, you know, grandma arrested by ICE, follow that story up, because chances are grandma was the matriarch of a smuggling organization and a two-time prior felon. But you won't see that on the MSNBC headlines. They only want to glamorize the stuff to make it emotional and not get to the facts that we went after a criminal. And that's what's happening, and that's what the focus is. It's been that way since day one of the campaign for Trump 47 and the first day in office when he started signing his orders. You are securing the border, and we've done that like never seen before. We're doing the interior enforcement, and we're going out there and finding the kids.
Maryland man. We've heard it so many times, and it boggles the mind. Chief, listen, I could sit and talk to you for hours and hours at a time, especially because I lived in Arizona. I lived in Tucson. I know what the Tucson border is like. There's so many different things. I'd love to have you come back on the program. I try to explain to people what those wristbands that we see for concerts really mean, that there are people that are being human. There are human smugglers. They're sex slaves. They're slaves that are being sold across our border in America today, and no one seems to notice.
They don't understand that, right?
Yeah, no.
Every color indicated paid, need to be paid, is going to be labor, going to be sex, going to be this cartel, going to be that. Yeah, you're exactly right, Rich.
There's so many other things that I want to touch. I'm hoping we can get you back on the program. You know, you talked about the grandmother that they talk about. Maybe she's not part of a drug cartel. Maybe she just came over here. But because she jumped the line, there's someone who's trying to do it legally in Guatemala that's sitting there that can't get her case heard to come here to the United States. She's sitting there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in Guatemala and can't migrate to the country legally because someone jumped the line and it's tied up all the Border Patrol, the ICE, and the court system. immigration court system. So there's people that are waiting in line that every time they jump, somebody comes across the border and they get into the system. That keeps those people trying to do this legally further and further back. Yeah. So I'd love to have you come back on the program and explain that to us.
Be happy to do it. Imagine jumping in line and getting front row at Taylor Swift. They'd excoriate you and you'd be front page news. But when you do this illegally immigrate and cut in front of tens of thousands doing the right way, you're shielded by left-wing lunatics in the press and in politics. So, happy to come back on and continue the conversation. This can't be done in one block. So, and with your experience down there on the border and the background, you talked about the segue, you know, we can really touch on some things. So happy to do that. And, we'll just make it happen when the schedules can align.
Thank you so much, Chief. Appreciate you coming on with us. Chris Clem joining us here on News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.